You see the booths in airports, and you probably receive the solicitations in the mail. Credit card companies offering you tens of thousands of miles or frequent flyer points if you sign up for their credit card. The trick is knowing which offer to take. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. First of all, generally avoid airport solicitations. They usually don't offer the most miles for signing up. I suggest unless you get 50,000 miles or more, you wait to find a better offer. To receive the big numbers, many cards require you put $2,000 or even $4,000 of charges on that card within several months of receiving it. Make sure you'll be able to do that. So should you get an airline-affiliated card that only earns you miles on a specific single airline? Or should you get a bank card from Chase or Amex that gives you points you can use on multiple airlines and hotels? The advantage to a non-specific card that gives you points or miles is that when you cash in those points and choose a flight, you'll get actual miles for that flight because the credit card company purchases your ticket. You do not earn miles when you fly on an airline or its partners using miles from a specific airline. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.